The Independence Seaport Museum in Philadelphia has a new exhibition of dozens of miniature ships. WHYY's Peter Crimson reports, Small But Mighty has toy and model boats representing 400 years of maritime history.
One of the most famous monologues from the movies was Robert Shaw in Jaws as Captain Quint, telling the story of the USS Indianapolis, built in Camden, New Jersey, that delivered components for the atomic bomb during World War II, but then sank into shark-infested waters.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eye.
Dozens or hundreds of sailors on the Indianapolis are believed to have been eaten by sharks. It's considered the worst shark attack ever. Now, you can't visit the USS Indianapolis. It's at the bottom of the Philippine Sea. But you can visit a 13-foot replica, now on view, in the Independent Seaport Museum's Small But Mighty exhibition of model boats. The show includes the 17th-century Kalmar Nickel-tall ship, a real-life replica of which is docked in Wilmington, to the Atomic Age Savannah. That was the first commercial freight ship to run on nuclear power. Museum president Peter Siebert points to a crudely made river dredger that looks like a piece of folk art, complete with creepy carved figures.
Kind of got more of the Damien Exorcist thing going on, but you can really see how the artist probably was on one of these and made it with the elements that he thought were important.
Small But Mighty is a new permanent exhibition at the Seaport Museum. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.